פרק י"ח סעיף ס"ו. אסור לטפס על גבי אילון. אסור חזר להשתמש באילון. When they're not allowed to go and use a tree on your Shabbos ויונטף. טעמי איסור משום שחושב שאם יהיה מותר להשתמש באילון, באילון עלול אדם להיכשל בקליטת ענפים או עלים מהאילן. A person is not allowed to go and use a tree. The problem is, because if a person would be allowed to use a tree, we are worried the person is going to pull off a branch or a leaf. Therefore, Chazal, because of that, asked you to go and do anything on, use any sort of tree on Shabbos. If it's there, the Shtamshus Be'ilon Ne'ema Ben Be'ofen Shugufa Shel Ha'odem Shtamsh Be'ilon Koin Shumetapes Aleilon Oy Nishan Alav. What is considered using the tree? Whether he goes and climbs on the tree, or even if he goes and leans on the tree. Leaning on the tree is also called using the tree. Therefore, a person is not allowed to lean on a tree on Shabbos. Even if he doesn't move the tree. If he moves the tree with leaning on it, it's a different problem, because he's moving mukta. We don't, or it's even without the reason for mukta. It's worse than mukta. He's using the tree because he's moving it. He's moving it. That's also considered usage of the tree. But even if he didn't move the tree, he was leaning on the tree without moving the tree, it is also not allowed. In the footnotes, he brings down what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, person who's a weak person is not allowed to lean on the tree, because then he leans on the tree with his whole koyach. But the person who's got koyach, no one person who's bari, who's healthy, he's allowed to lean on the tree because he won't lean on the tree with his whole koyach. Like we said before, we're talking about a tree which doesn't move when one leans on it. Let's go further, what it says inside. If a person puts things on the tree, in order to throw a ball on the tree, throwing a ball on the tree makes, even if you want the ball to stay on the tree when you didn't touch the tree, you threw something on the tree, yet the tree is being used by you, by taking the ball and keeping it there. You're using the tree, if he does it on purpose, and he's using the tree on purpose. The same thing is if a person wants to go and hang something on a branch or on the tree itself, you're not allowed to do that. You're also using the tree. Any other usage from the tree, a person wants to use the tree as a splinter, as a toothpick, in order to go put it into his teeth. Same thing, he's using the tree even if it is connected. One's not allowed to go and use it on Shabbos because you got a problem. Maybe you're going to go and take off a branch, pull off a branch or a leaf on Shabbos. Se'if Samach Zayin. Also the tapes al gabe ilon was not allowed to go and climb on the tree. Afilu ha'anaf ha'samuch l'kaka also lalas al gabe im gavu yisim egimu tfochim. Anfe ilon o shoshim asher einen gvorei me'akak egimu tfochim mutar lidvich aleim. What is considered a tree? A tree is considered, which is higher than gimu tfochim, three tfochim, is a problem from going and climbing on the tree. Climbing on the tree is considered using the tree. If it is less than three tfachim, then we allow you to climb on it. Less than three tfachim is considered joined to the ground. Therefore, if you've got a tree which is less than three tfachim, you're allowed to go and climb on it. Or if you've got a tree which you see the shvashim, the roots are out of the ground, and they're less than three tfachim, then you're allowed to go and tread on the root or on the tree. If it is less than three tfachim, you're allowed to use it. If it is more than three tfachim, you're not allowed to go and sit on it. That is the halacha from using a tree. If it is in a groove, and one side of the tree is lower than three tefachim, and the other side, other three sides of the tree are higher than three tefachim, he brings down in the footnote, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah. Then we go after the three sides. Since three sides are higher than three tefachim, even the side which is less than three tefachim, we do not allow you to go and climb on it and to tread on it, because it's considered all the sides, we consider them higher than three tefachim, since you got three against one. But if it will be two against two, two sides are higher than three tefachim and two sides are less than three tefachim, then the two sides which are less than three tefachim, you're allowed to go and climb on them, because we go after the each side for itself.